If it is easier for them to run west than east, they run west. But about 10% of them are not from the border areas at all. They are white volunteers who have deliberately crossed over to join our fight. Some have come from as far as the East Coast, whole families as well as young men, who made their decision as soon as it became apparent to the country that our revolution has indeed established a foothold here. The next diary entry is dated July 24th. Boy, I'm really becoming a jack of all trades. I just got back to headquarters from a repair trip to the big switching station outside Santa Barbara. It's been acting up, knocking out our electrical power here every day or so, and I had to figure out what was wrong and get a repair crew to fix it. I'll certainly be glad when we get the civilian population here organized so that the people who are supposed to keep the utilities running are back on the job again. But we must do first things first, and that means reestablishing public order and ensuring an adequate food supply. We still don't have order, but we're now bringing almost enough food into the metropolitan area to keep the people from starving. I got some insight into how we're managing that during the Santa Barbara trip. In the countryside, I passed literally hundreds of organized groups of white youngsters, some working in the orchards and fruit groves, others marching along the road singing, with fruit baskets slung across their shoulders. They all looked tanned and happy and healthy, quite a difference from the hunger and the rioting in the cities. I had my driver stop as we came abreast of a group of about 20 young girls, all wearing heavy work gloves and miscellaneously dressed in shorts and overalls. Their leader was a freckled 15-year-old with pigtails, who happily identified her group as the 128th Los Angeles Food Brigade. They had just finished 5 hours of fruit picking and were headed for lunch at their tent camp down the road. Well, I thought to myself, this is hardly a brigade, but obviously a lot more organizing of the civilian population has been going on than I've been aware of. I knew the girl was too young to be a member of the organization, and it soon developed she was totally innocent of any political understanding whatever. All she knew was that things back in the city are frightening and unpleasant, and so when the nice lady with the armband at the emergency food distribution center had talked to her and her parents and told them that youngsters who volunteered for farm work would be looked after and well fed, they had agreed she should go. That was a week ago, and yesterday she had been appointed the leader of her group of girls. I asked her what she thinks about her work. She said it is hard, but she knows it is important for her and her girls to pick as much fruit as possible, so their parents and friends back in the city will be able to eat. The adults at the camp have explained to them what an important responsibility they have. Had they also been told about the significance of the revolution? No, she doesn't know anything about that, just that the Chicano farm workers have left, and now the white people will have to do all their work. She thinks that is probably a good idea. Other than that, all that the girls have been taught is how to do their particular job and the work songs and the hygiene lectures in the evening around the campfire. Well, that's not a bad beginning for 12 to 15-year-olds. There will be time for their further education later. If only the adults were as cooperative as the kids. The girls did have one complaint, their food. There was plenty of it, but it was all fruits and vegetables. No meat, no milk, not even any bread. Obviously, the people who are organizing the food brigades have a few logistic problems yet to work out, too. We swapped the girls half a case of canned sardines and some boxes of soda crackers we had in the car in return for a basket of apples, and both sides felt they had gotten a good deal. Coming through the mountains just north of Los Angeles, we encountered a long column of marchers, heavily guarded by GIs and organization personnel. As we drove slowly past, I observed the prisoners closely, trying to decide what they were. They didn't seem to be blacks or Chicanos, and yet only a few of them appeared to be whites. Many of the faces were distinctly Jewish, while others had features or hair suggesting a Negroid taint. The head of the column turned off the main roadway into a little-used ranger trail, which disappeared into a boulder-strewn canyon, while the tail stretched for several miles back toward the city. There may have been as many as 50,000 marchers, representing all ages and both sexes, just in the portion of the column we passed. Back at headquarters, I inquired about the strange column. No one was sure, although the consensus was that they were the Jews and the mixed breeds of too light a hue to be included with the evacuees who were sent east. I remember now something which puzzled me a few days ago, the separation of the very light blacks, the almost whites, the octoroons and quadroons, the unclassifiable mongrels from various Asian and southern climes, from the others during the concentration and evacuation operations. And I think I now understand. The clearly distinguishable non-whites are the ones we want to increase the racial pressure on the whites outside California. The presence of more almost white mongrels would merely confuse the issue, and there is always the danger that they will later pass as white. Better to deal with them now, as soon as we get our hands on them. I have a suspicion their trip into that canyon north of here will be a one-way affair. But obviously there's still a lot of sifting out to do. We have cleared the all-black and all-Chicano areas and certain all-Jewish neighborhoods, but there are still areas comprising nearly half the urban territory under our control where utter chaos prevails. Jews in these areas, working with reactionary elements among the whites, are becoming more brazen by the day. There is nearly continuous demonstrating and rioting going on in the worst sections, and the Jews are using leaflets and other means to maintain the general unrest in other sections. Since Friday, four of our people have been killed by snipers. Something must be done soon. The next diary entry is dated July 25th. A very pleasant contrast today with most of my work of late. I spent the day interviewing some of the volunteers who have crossed into our area since July 4th, trying to pick 100 or so for a special problem-solving group which will begin doing in a regular and systematic way the sort of engineering and logistic chores I and my crew have been stuck with till now. The people I talked to had been pre-screened before they got to me, and they all have an engineering or industrial management background. There are about 300 men, plus 100 or so wives and children, which is an indication of the really substantial flow of new blood into our area. I don't know what the total is up to now, but I do know that the organization has increased its strength in California several times over in the last 3 weeks.